If you're listening at WSAJ 91.1 Grove City, you're going to hear somebody from your neck of the woods this morning. I'm so glad that we have this person with us. A CD called A Line Nearly Broken is his latest release, and we'll talk with him a little bit about that as well as his musical life throughout the hour. I hope you'll join me now in welcoming Mark Adam Trimpe.
Hi, glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. What would you like to start off with?
I think it would probably be appropriate for me to play first a song that kind of brought me back into a musical life. I had kind of been dormant for a period of time and just wasn't feeling very inspired. And I'm just one of those types of people who doesn't find a lot of value in attempting to write whenever I don't feel inspired. And I know a lot of people look at composition kind of more as a discipline, but for me, it's a more deeply ingrained emotional experience, and I just wasn't feeling it. But you know, I would look over at the guitar as it sat in the corner, and there were pangs of guilt, certainly, but I just passed it by until one day I thought to myself, you know, it's time, and I picked up the guitar, and this is what happened. So fittingly, this is called Anew.
Have you been right there in front of me? Right there all alone. What has gone wrong and why have I been so slow to realize? Oh, finally see where I belong when I turn on to couldn't make our world become, oh no. Ooh. Where were you hiding my love? Only slightly out of sight, only slightly out of mind. Two worlds colliding, my love. One that's wrong, but one that's right. Take away my days, take away my lonely nights when I turn on to you, turn on to you, turn on to you. So satisfied, and I think you are terrible. Oh, there is something here undenied, something so surreal yet so true and shine. Would you mind if I turned on to you? Turned on to you, turned on to you. Baby, we couldn't make our world become unknown. We couldn't make our world become.
Mark Allen Trimpe, that song, or Adam, I'm sorry, Mark Adam Trimpe. I don't know why Mark Allen rolls off the tongue. That song's called Anew. And I know, just sort of looking through your website, Center County is where you were raised. I won't ask you about Mr. Lonely, but you wouldn't have put it there. You wouldn't have put it there if you didn't want to. It's interesting. Your Mark mentions on his website remembering listening to the 45 of Mr. Lonely, and it was your older sister's.
And it was my mom and dad's, actually, I think. It was an older record. It was just laying around.
And, you know, knowing all the words. And, you know, for me, it was Tom Jones. I know just about all the words to most of his hits. And I can remember those 45s being in one of those hinged boxes with sort of a psychedelic starburst design in orange and white or red and white. They belong to my brother David, but I can still remember all those words to all those songs. And I wish the lyrics had been more meaningful so that I could actually do something with the information in them. I guess, is your earliest musical memory, it sounds like, from what you were... Now, this is in Center County, right?
Right, yeah. It's one of my earlier ones. I think there was always music going on around the house. I wouldn't say that we were an incredibly musical family, but certainly I think all of my siblings and I all have a love of music, you know.
So when did you pick up the guitar and start, you know, becoming interested in playing?
Well, I had actually had musical foray. I was a brass player as an elementary school student, and that just wasn't really happening for me. Like I said on the website, it just wasn't, I think maybe it just wasn't glamorous enough for me.
Well, and plus, trumpet or?
Yeah, it was trumpet.
Yeah, you get to this armature, that's what it is, right?
Embouchure.
You get to the point where you sort of either can do it or you can't, and if you can't, it gets to be really frustrating, and I don't know if that happened or not, but some people really take to it, and others are kind of like, I could do something else maybe.
Well, I think there are challenges to practicing trumpet without disrupting an entire family.
Yeah,
that's one challenge, and I think the other thing was that for me, I think my sensibility very, very much from the onset was just accompany myself. And you can't do that with the trumpet, obviously.
You can't.
Trumpet is one melodic line. And I kind of, ultimately what happened that kind of changed my whole perspective on things was I had a fifth grade teacher who was a really super acoustic blues player who had his teaching certificate. And I was lucky enough to have him as a fifth grade teacher. And one of the treats would be on a Friday afternoon, he would break out the guitar and he would play for us.
Nice. What's this cat's name? Do you remember?
Dan Stevenson. Actually, he's still an active player. He's up in the New England area. He's very well traveled. Again, you know, American blue, American acoustic so blues is his thing.
Dan Stevenson.
Dan Stevens.
Mm-hmm. So some folks might remember him as a teacher or might know him from the world of blues. I'm going to look him up now.
Yeah.
And find out more about him. So you're in fifth grade and he really, you hear him play and that gets you interested in maybe switching from brass to guitar?
Yeah. My mom had always wanted to learn how to play the guitar. So she bought a guitar and I pretty much commandeered it from day one. And just really, I wasn't formally taking lessons. I was just noodling. But it was just, it's just like anything in this world. When you find what you connect with, you're just on it. And you couldn't get knocked off of it. And that's pretty much how it was for me. I just got that guitar in hand, and that was pretty much it.
This is Mark Adam Trimpe, who lives in Grove City, now Mercer County. But we were talking a little bit about his upbringing in Center County. So you finished high school in Center County, mm-hmm. and then what happened after that?
Well, I had actually decided that I wanted to pursue a degree in music. I didn't really have much of an idea what I was going to do with it, but I knew that I wanted to put some more formal understanding about these noises that I was making. That was pretty much the extent of my objective at that point. So I happened to be fortunate enough to get an academic scholarship at Slippery Rock. And so, you know, wow. At that time, it may not have been my first choice.
That's incredible, though. That's awesome. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. I mean, but that's ultimately how I found my way there. There were financial considerations, but also just, you know, when I got there, it just felt like the right place to be, strangely enough. And in fact, I don't want to miss the opportunity here. Slippery Rock's musical family lost one of its own this week, and Kate Brennan, who was the longtime chair of the department, passed this week. So definitely want to send condolences out to her family while I have the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, we've had the Slippery Rock Jazz Ensemble here and some other musicians from Slippery Rock, and they really rave about the department. Everybody in this region, often people think about Carnegie Mellon or Duquesne or Point Park, or Pitt. But Slippery Rock really has a fine music department, and I did not know that. Thank you for passing that along about Kate.
Yeah, I have experienced, after my experience at Slippery Rock, I did pursue my advanced degree at Carnegie Mellon, and my takeaway has always been they're fantastic people at both schools. They really are. But I think a lot of education is what you make of it. And, you know, I think that at the time that I was at Slippery Rock, there were people there who were truly world-class, as good as any you would find anywhere.
Yeah, I think it's what you make of it. And I think it's the actual individual people, not only that you're learning from, but you're learning alongside of, that make the difference. And not so much the marquee of the school, necessarily. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know, one good friend who was off to graduate school after getting an undergraduate degree in music and decided it was not something that was going to really be very meaningful. And my brother did the same thing. He is a jazz guitarist, and he went off to Berklee School of Music. And I was going to say he and Berklee came to a mutual agreement. That's not exactly what I mean. But he and I talked about it. It was like they didn't feel like, as an artist, he was going to come much further in that academic environment. Some people do, and thrive in that area, and some people don't. So it's kind of interesting. Mark Adam Trimpe is who you're listening to. We should hear another song, and then we'll discover a little bit what happened between Slippery Rock and today.
Okay. This is a song called Waiting. Look to the depths of your imagination. You'll find me waiting if this is more than an infatuation. You'll find me waiting right now. You're looking for something to make you believe. You can't conceive of it if you can't trust it when you can't see it. So open your mind to me, please don't be blind to me. Find me waiting, open your heart to me, your deepest part to me.
find me waiting. Don't waste your time trying to understand why we are here. Life simply happens as we make our way through the days and the years. I will try, I'm anticipating. Even when all hope is fading, I'll try to be patient while quietly waiting, waiting for you. Look at the way we all look at us from afar. I'll be waiting, try not to feel confused. Let yourself be amused, and I'll be waiting. There's nothing to worry about, to hurry about. So let yourself breathe, and don't let yourself step away from the path that you know will lead you to me. I will try, I'm anticipating. I'll try, even when all hope is fading. I'll try to be patient while quietly waiting. I'll try, and fast, I'll try, and I will be there. Your last chapter, I will be patient and quietly waiting for you.
That's Mark Adam Trimpe at the Saturday Light Brigade. He's got a good sense of timing, Mark does, too. It's 11:30. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday, excuse me, mornings on public radio. It never fails. Anybody who tunes in at 11:15 or so must think I cough all morning long, because I always get a little cough at 11:30. I got to learn how to anticipate that, but after waking up at 4, I guess it's 7.5 hours until the first cough. Mark has a new album out, but before we talk about that, how did you end up in Grove City?
It's been kind of a slow northward migration, actually. I'm not unlike a lot of musicians. I have to have real employment. And so I do some IT consulting work, and it's interesting. I spent some time at Slippery Rock as a staff person, further down the line, obviously, from my college experience. I spent some time in California, but I lived in Pittsburgh for a period of time, and it just, having grown up out in Center County, I'm used to wide open expanses.
Sure.
So it's a little more comfortable for me. It's still not ideal, but I think that Grove City is actually kind of a nice middle ground between the city and the country. I can get to pretty much what I need to, but still have the space that I need. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're able to, in terms of shopping and doing the things, and even coming in today, it's about an hour probably, mm-hmm. To come in and Just you couldn't ask for a prettier area and nice folks. Now, do you work at the university?
Or? I don't. No, okay. I actually have my own company.
Okay. So it's probably a great place in terms of that too.
It is
nice environment.
I mean, I can sit and bemoan. I think a lot about the downside as a creative musician of not being where things are really happening. You know, more happening. I do think. I very frequently find, oh, geez, I wish I lived in Pittsburgh. I wish I was really kind of more in the flow of what's going on.
Yeah, that kind of.
I'm sorry.
No, but then I think, you know, logistically, if I go out and play little shows and find enough critical mass, it's actually really beneficial to be an hour away from Youngstown and an hour away from Erie and an hour away from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and, you know, there is a little bit of that kind of feeling of quest, or the grass is always greener, that's part of the human condition, and where, you know, there's people in the city that might be thinking, oh, yeah, that'd be nice to be out in a place like Grove City. What a great place to write, you know, bucolic, a lot of inspiration from the college and other areas. I think about last week, we had a woman named Ellen Cherry here, and Ellen did a concert in Harmony, Pennsylvania, that, you know, was filled beyond capacity. Great musician. And, you know, sometimes if you're in a smaller town, you're able to actually reach people more effectively because there's not as many choices. Mm-hmm. And she just did a beautiful job. And while Pittsburgh does a great job in supporting all sorts of music, it gets hard to, there's only so many people going out to listen. Mm-hmm. So it gets tough.
Yeah, particularly of certain styles.
Yeah. Let's talk, why don't we have you play another one, then we'll talk about the album a little bit after that.
Let's see. Okay, I'll just play a little. This is a little ditty called Confession. It's about it's kind of about the subtleties about how we communicate with the people that we love. You know, how too often you're trying to do the end around rather than doing the right thing and just you know, coming out with it. So
this song is Mark's playing this song for everybody but you. Here's Mark Adam Trippi.
That you said I wasn't listening. Tell me again, what were you saying? I won't misunderstand. I wanna be clear, I wanna know your plan. Speak softly. Whisper in my ear, tell me what you want me to hear. And I might comprehend, though sometimes your words, they surround me and drown me. I just pretend, turn up my senses and turn down my defenses. Speak softly, yeah. Whisper in my ear, tell me what you want me to hear. That it brings you and it.
Mark Adam Trimpe at the Saturday Light Brigade. Good song, and that one really showcased, for me at least, how skilled a musician you are, as well as the way you're singing and styling your songs. I would imagine, well, I'm curious, I guess, about your writing process. You mentioned earlier that you stopped putting out new songs for a while simply because the aquifer wasn't in the right position for the well. I hate to say the well ran dry, but just things weren't quite in alignment. I guess I'm curious what the process has been for you. Were songs just not coming to you, or?
Creativity is a very elusive thing. I find that I'm just the type that works furiously in spurts, and then it goes away. I interact with a lot of people who do things more process-based. They do things as a discipline rather than just these kind of outbursts. And I just come to terms with that's just the way things work for me.
Yeah, it's pretty cool once you realize that, isn't it? Is your work in IT, do you find that if you have a problem that requires a creative solution, do you have to be patient with yourself to come up with it, or is your work there more methodical?
I think that's actually one of my strengths as an IT person, is that I think I have an above-average ability to kind of see around the problem. There is a creative aspect that actually comes into play there.
Absolutely.
But I think one of the biggest things for me is that, and this is just a personal preference. This is just where my personal aesthetic is. It's just I don't have a whole heck of a lot of time for the idea of entertainment for entertainment's sake. It's not that I don't think that there's value in people being entertained, but if it's exclusively entertainment and there's no, you know, there's no real meat and potatoes behind it, it loses something for me. I'm not one to sit down and watch an action movie. I would much rather sit down and watch a thought-provoking movie. And so my music is very much the same way. I treat it with that same level of very, you know, it's very much, for me, I hope that it doesn't come out sounding that way, but my process is very much a hair on fire. This is an emergency type of thing.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, that is restricting to my output, certainly.
See,
because I want it when I write, it comes from a deep place, and I don't ever want to be one of those people who writes frivolous stuff that is just meant for entertainment, purely for entertainment. Again,
for you, and everybody,
right.
Because I know you're being very respectful and would want to be sure it's coming across. This is what makes Mark Adam Trimpe tick when it comes to songwriting, and everybody's different when it comes to that. So you've had to learn, I would imagine, to be pretty patient with yourself in terms of kind of knowing that, yes, I will write more songs when the time is right, and or, yes, I can solve this problem. I've actually only in the last, I would say, maybe even 2 years, I'd say maybe five, have come to realize that if I can't figure something out, I'll probably know tomorrow that I actually can park that problem and that the solution will come to me the next day. And it's actually very comforting to know that, or at least, and usually I'm correct about that. And that's, you know, it does take some guts and some patience, especially if it's something that absolutely must be fixed or must be taken care of. You feel like what you should be doing is hammering away at it, but sometimes you just got to let it alone for a little bit.
Right. The studio process for me, see, the studio process is an interesting process because it's it too is a creative process, much more so than I ever realized until I did this last album, where the thing is kind of finding itself. You know, it does. It's like water finding its own level.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very surprised with how some things came out in the studio. But a fellow by the name of Chad Sauerwein, who also plays bass and does a lot of the percussion stuff on the CD, and who normally travels with me when we play live, his process is completely different. And I think to a very large extent, I frustrate him, because I'm definitely one of those people that says, I'm just going to keep going to bed at night with this on my mind. And it will be like the crossword puzzle that yesterday you had no clue
yeah.
on. When tomorrow morning you're going to get up and you're going to fill it out in 30 seconds.
Well, those types of people need one another. And the folks that sort of plug away at it and keep plugging away at it, that's a huge skill to be able to do that. I think that's a symbiotic relationship, actually, to have two people that are wired that way working together. So the new CD is out and available. How can folks get it?
Well, it's not so new of a CD.
Yeah.
About a year.
Yeah.
The reality is that I'm actually working on I have another CD that's gestating.
Okay.
And it's actually kind of, like I said, for me, I get there and I try it and it kind of evolves from there. So this CD has been floating around for about a year. And I'm hoping that within the next few months, I'll actually have two, because what's happening is that I'm finding that there's really two tracks here. There's two different things that I'm trying to accomplish, and they're not going to both be able to live in one spot. They're each going to have. And that's the other. That's another thing about my process, as I'm not one for repeating. So I don't want to make the same record again for many reasons.
It's interesting.
Moving to the next thing, but I'd see these two next CDs as being just light years away from the one that was just released, and light years from each other.
Interesting. And did you have a prior recording before the CD that's out now?
Nothing that we need to talk about.
I've heard that answer before. Not quite so directly, but understood. This is Mark Adam Trimpe, who is in Grove City. And I suspect you can find him. I didn't get a chance to look at your calendar, but you're probably playing in and around Grove City from time to time?
There's nothing active on the schedule. We're working on things for this year. We played very heavily. We just pretty much single-handedly wore out the 79 corridor last year. A lot of gigs, a lot of running around and mingling with people. But I find that typically I'm like a, you know, I'm a one-track I'm a one-track mind. I'm either in the studio or I'm out playing gigs. It's tough. And it's tough just from a time standpoint with a family to make all that happen at the same time, too. So.
Yeah, I can only imagine. It's 13 minutes before noon. We have time for a couple more.
Okay.
Mark's website, by the way, is Mark Adam Trim, TRIMPEY, is how you'll find it, .com. And we've also linked to it from our website, but you can look at the CD, preview some tracks, learn more about Mark's Center County upbringing, find out about his unusual dancing as a youngster. I won't get into that anymore, but also Bobby Vinton's records is mentioned earlier, prominently referenced in his biography. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do a song that's called Amazing. It's a word that I've come to hate, only in that it's become so much the go-to word
for
anything that's spectacular. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's amazing.
You know, I like to say, though, that I wrote this song before everything else became amazing, so I set the trend.
Well, and I probably use those words a lot. And, there is that great Amazing Grace song too. It's simply called Amazing.
It's called Amazing, and it's about this gal that I live with every day, who I see get up earlier than everybody else and go to bed later than everybody else and never complain and keep all the balls in the air. And, you know, truly is remarkable that she always has an extra gear whenever the rest of us are ready to drop. So this was all about her and my appreciation of all that. Amazing.
Darling, won't you come away with me, and I will construct a sanctuary of your agony, and I will provide a haven built of trust and integrity, and I'll keep you safely there, yeah, yeah, there. Tired and feeling low when the world makes you crazy, there are two things that you need to know. Remember them always. One is that I never will let you go, and the other is that I think you are amazing. Yes, I think you are amazing. Alive, you start my soul uprising. You recognize the real me, even when I'm in disguise. You make me come alive. You chase the moon wherever it leads us. Time can pass, or it can stand in place. We won't waste one moment worrying about it in either case, 'cause I already know I'm growing old with you. Yes, I'm growing old with you. My pain, you soothe me when I'm crying. You breathe your life into me. You feel me and revive me. You make me come alive. You maybe, darling, one day soon we'll find a way to finally turn the page and live our lives uncomplicated, uncomplicated. Nothing in this world is certain, but you have been my sanity and strength, and an ally in this war I've been waging, this war I've been waging, this war I've been waging. Are in place each and every single day. think you are amazing. Yes, I think you are amazing.
Mark Adam Trimpe at the Saturday Light Brigade. And amazing, that had to be a great gift of a song to its subject when it came. I know he didn't intend it as a gift, maybe, but a tribute or salute. What was it like when she heard that song?
I can't actually remember. I can't actually remember the first time. Although it's funny, she always says about the CD, she always says, songs 1, 4, and 2, 4, and 8 are mine. as her songs.
It's nice when you can when you recognize those things. Mark Adam Trimpe is somebody you can look for in and around Mercer County and beyond. His website, markadamtrimpe.com. We've linked to it. You can find it there. We have time for one more. Is there anything you want to maybe mention that I neglected to ask you about?
No, not really. The CD is involved. It's available on iTunes. It's available on Amazon MP3. It's available through all the normal channels that one would expect to find it. And lots of samples, too, or if you just want to come to the website and you can listen to the CD in its totality.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's out there as a streaming MP3, so I certainly invite everybody to come and check it out, and we will be around. The website is very much was very much designed around this particular CD. It's going to be in the very near term completely redesigned, and we will have new music out there too. So hopefully we can get people to come and hear what I'm doing and what we're doing as a larger ensemble. And if not, we'll see you out somewhere.
Great. We have about 4 minutes of radio time left. I want to be sure we can do justice. Do you have one that'll fit in there?
Sure. I'll play an oldie but a goodie. This is one that I wrote a long time ago.
Thanks, Mark.
And it's kind of got more of a little bit more of a country flair. This is called Forever. I held you here in my arms where you belong. Been too afraid to say what's been on my mind for so long. Why does it have to be a struggle? Time it comes to, and there's when there's so much on the line, love can't be hit or missed. We get so caught in the world sometimes, and we disregard the way we feel. Yours to steal. Why can't we say forever? All of needs communication. What happened to our honesty? It's so easy to see the distance grow away between us lately. So won't you listen to me, baby? Listen to me for one night. Open up your heart and
as I think we're looking for that same something, but we call it by different names. Both stories end the same. Why can't we say forever? Yes, I think we're looking for that same something, but we call it by different names. Both stories end the same. Why can't we say forever? Both stories end the same. Why can't we?